On Mondays, we read from your emails. Last week, we discussed the mission of the American Red Cross and the International Committee of the Red Cross in the wake of disasters and wars. Lenny Washington, a native of New Orleans now living in North Carolina, wrote, "After Hurricane Katrina, I volunteered in a Red Cross shelter here. While working one day, I heard something which reinforced to me the ability of this organization to change lives. A male evacuee who seemed particularly peaceful as he sat eating breakfast told me he had never before felt this happy without drugs, and he was grateful. I'm grateful to the Red Cross for the opportunity to hear that people really can start over and that good does come from tragedy." Our show on second languages prompted this response from Amy, a self-described late-blooming language student from San Marcos, Texas. She wrote, "As a 40-plus language learner, I can tell you it is quite difficult even when one is motivated. Unfortunately, I have 2 semesters of introductory Russian and 2 semesters of French. Now I can say please and thank you, not very well, in 2 languages. Start everyone in grade school," she advises, "or before." And finally, during our program on home heating, we had more questions for Tom Silva of This Old House than we were able to get to on air. So we've invited him back to answer some of those. Thanks again for joining us, Tom.
My pleasure.
Chad from Mystic, Connecticut, not far down the road, wondered, "How do I insulate seal around recessed lights? I thought insulation had to be kept 6 inches away."
Most cases they do, because the lights will overheat, and there's actually a little sending unit in there that will, or a little, not a sending unit, like a circuit breaker that will automatically shut the light off if it overheats. So you do not want to insulate that close to them. Lots of times we insulate by making up a foam box that would basically create an air barrier for the light to be in, but yet stopping the air from leaving the building. So a foam box going around the light, keeping the right amount of space, is key.
Bridget Sanders from Portland, Oregon, is interested in how to better insulate her gas fireplace, as the flue opening can be seen right from the fireplace to the outside. She wrote, "There's a significant draft from the fireplace, but I'm sure there are venting requirements because it's venting a gas pilot light. Can you suggest the safest and most cost-effective way to better insulate this?"
Unfortunately, a gas fireplace needs to have a certain amount of space. As she said, the chimneys cannot have a damper on them, and that means that they have to be able to draft continuously. There's certain restrictions with the fire codes and the fire rating that you cannot insulate around the gas unit, and I always like to use a fireproof insulation around those units, and we also back in inside the box, we use a fireproof wallboard around them also. So gas fireplaces, as pretty as they are, can cause some drafts because they cannot be closed off.
And finally, Charlotte Warren from Iowa City had a question about how to use her thermostat most efficiently. She wrote, "I have a boiler baseboard hot water heating system, and I've been told that I should just pick a temperature and leave the thermostat there instead of lowering it when I'm not at home or asleep. Is that right?"
Well, by lowering her thermostat 3 or 4 degrees all the time, she's going to save energy. But by getting a thermostat that will automatically set the temperature back when she's not home and come back on just before she gets home and back again when she goes to bed and on again just before she gets out of bed, she will save a lot of energy. But she can save even more energy by insulating the water pipes going from their boiler to the radiators, because the radiator, that pipe will maintain a more even heat over time also. So that's another little weekend project that she could do.
Tom, you must have busy weekends. We thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, Neil.
Tom Silva is general contractor for This Old House, which, of course, airs on PBS. The November issue of This Old House magazine is on newsstands today and features new insulation options. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address, TOTN@NPR.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.